Tuesday, March 26th today. Casey's getting ready to throw out the first pitch, and here's what else is coming up on a mayor's office.
How does somebody have your bank statement? Right? How can they write a $500,000 check? Well, guess what? Like, we were talking about it earlier. Like,
who has you know? I have your credit card number, Sean.
Chinch has my credit card number.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right. Because I trust you.
Bam.
Because I trust you. I know, and I, and if $500,000 shows up on my credit card, I'm coming right after you. I know exactly what's going on.
$500,000 shows up on your credit card, you will not see me because I'll be in like Maui.
And I'm in love.
Coming in hot, Chinchy. How we doing, brother?
We're doing good, bro. Are you loose? Because the people are speaking.
Are they, dude? What are they saying? I haven't seen. What are they saying?
I will give you the consensus.
Oh, my gosh.
You need to go to the mound. Look, Stu's right here. He's saying he's like.
Stu says the same thing, dude. Dude, I'm not kidding you. I'm calling my son Andrew today. I'm having him meet me at the high school. I'm not going. Not kidding. I'm going to go to the high school baseball field today and start throwing off the mound.
You should. I think I am. A good idea. Hey, well, here's a couple questions.
I'm a hitter, not a pitcher.
You're going to be wearing a jersey, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you throw with your son, wear a jersey. Here's the next question. Are you going to wear a glove or not? I know nobody goes out there with a glove, but.
No, no glove, dude. No glove. I think that's a little bootleg.
That's bootleg. That's like the.
What do you think? Did 50 Cent wear one?
He did not. And
okay, well, then maybe I'll wear one.
No, I don't know. I can't throw a baseball without having.
No, I know what you're saying, dude. It's that pull throw. You know what I mean? That sink now, with the glove.
Here's the other question: Are you when you go with your son today? You got to be on a mound. You can't throw on flat ground,
dude. I'm going to a mound. I'm actually going to the Upper St. Clair High School field. I'm gonna warm up, and then I'm gonna throw like 20 pitches off the mound today.
Good.
Then I'm gonna when I go to Cincy, I'm gonna. Find a do it again.
Okay, here's my last question on this because this is gonna last a couple days. Are you gonna do a leg kick?
Dude, I was thinking about that. I think I'm going Yamamoto. You ever watch Yamamoto? He just basically steps and goes. Like it's like he picks up like 3 inches and goes. I think I'm gonna have better rhythm if I just kind of pick up and throw. Because remember, I'm a first baseman, dude. If I pick up that leg lift, all of a sudden I don't have the rhythm and the arm slot's wrong.
I think your slot's going to be like here, what, right? In between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My slot's going to be right here.
You're not going to be like
this. No, my slot's going to be right up. Yeah, it's going to be.
This is so exciting to me.
It's going to be closer to Kent Tekulve than it is Justin Verlander.
Okay. No, that's a good.
I mean, it's going to be somewhere in between, like Randy Johnson-esque, kind of like 3/4.
Yeah. Now, did you ever get on a mound and screw around like when you were a player and like?
Yeah.
On a mound. Yeah. The one thing
I forgot
who said this, who threw a pitch, like one of our friends, like it might've been like D-Row or something going to a game or something. And they said, you got to concentrate when you're on a mound, aim high. You got to aim higher than your thought process. Cause you haven't stepped down on that plane.
Well, I'm going to practice so much, dude, that I'm going to be right where I need to be. I mean, my man, Lance McAllister yesterday, I went on his radio show out there in Cincinnati and at the end, I thought I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to skid out of here. He's like, you know, if you don't throw off the mound, we're going to crush you. We're going to bury you. I'm like, are you serious?
The world.
He's like, yeah, we're going to crush you. So now I got to do it, bro. No, I'm going to run right for it. Hey, remember, I always talk about dude. I'm going to do it because I'm uncomfortable. Because I'm uncomfortable is the reason I'm going to go to the top of that mound, baby.
What is that? You go after when the bisons are running at you or whatever that
thing. Dude, your infinite potential lies on the other side of your comfort zone. If I go to the front of the mound, that's comfortable. That's comfortable. Yeah. I go to the top of that mound. Now I'm uncomfortable. Now I'm getting somewhere.
Let's go, dude. You played in a World Series, bro. You hit a home run in a World Series. If you can handle that pressure. What rank this pressure as compared to your first World Series game? I feel like at this moment in your life, it's kind of not as far off
Am I right? But everything's perspective.
Chidge, I was thinking that same thing, dude.
Are you?
When I was in the World Series, dude, I'm an insane baseball player, dude. I'm locked in. I'm like, yeah. I wanna slit somebody's throat. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a maniac.
Yeah.
Now I'm like 49. I cold plunge in the morning. I like my coffee. I take walks. You know, I take walks. Like,
I'm telling you.
I'm actually, this is actually feels like it's game one of the World Series.
I played a softball league, a Rockville softball league with my cousins like last fall. And I get out there and they're like, oh, you were the college baseball player. Dude, two outs in like the fifth with runners on. I'm playing in a softball league in shorts. I was like, oh my God, I gotta be ready for this. Like absolutely terrified of embarrassing myself in front of a bunch of dudes I go to a bar with every once in a while. It's so weird how your perspective changes on life.
2050 celebrity softball game at the 2015 All-Star game in Cincy, bro. That's how I feel. Like, I was so nervous.
Wait
for that. And I remember Fred Lynn gave me the best advice ever. He's like, Case, he's like, I go, Freddie, you playing all these games all the time. I go, what's the advice you have? He goes, meet the ball where it's coming. So he's like, if it's looped up, hit it on the way up. And I did. I had three homers. Thank you, Fred Lynn. Thank you, Fred Lynn.
That's a great story.
Because when I was practicing change, I was hitting a ton of grounders. I'm like, I'm going to suck.
It's hard.
Because you just have to hit a 260-foot fly ball and it's a homer.
Dude, that's not an easy thing to do, is hit a slow pitch softball. No. To me, it's one of the harder things to do. Like, especially even as a baseball player.
Oh my God. I got Snoop Dogg there. I got Urban Meyer backing me up. I'm like, Urban, I need more protection from the backside. Okay, what are we doing?
That's Snoop Dogg.
I got Snoop Dogg stealing bags. Jenny Finch is the greatest softball player ever. She's on my team. It's mayhem. Nick Lachey. Who else?
So
who else? You remember? Have you ever watched The Hunger Games?
Yes, I've seen it.
So Josh Hutcherson's like, dude, he's like one of the main dudes.
Yeah.
My daughter, Jillian, loves
The Hunger Games. Cool.
Well, Josh Hutcherson and I were like, I think I was hitting three, he was hitting four, Urban Meyer's hitting five, something like that. And Jillian saw the picture. She's like, Dad, you got to get Josh Hutcherson on your podcast, because I think he's a Reds fan.
Let's go.
So we got to make that happen, dude, because Jillian's the only guest she's ever requested, and she does it all the time.
We have to do it.
When's Josh Hutcherson coming on? So if anyone out there knows Josh Hutcherson, get us some contact info.
I'll slide him to his DMs tonight, too.
Yeah, slide into his DMs.
Slide him right in there.
No, seriously, Chinch, do that. You're the producer. Make it happen. No,
I do. I get all our weird guests. That's my job. All our random guests.
I love it, dude.
You get Aaron Judge. I got Food Network stars. That's our relationship here. Hey, all right. So let's get into the Ohtani situation.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to talk much more about your first pitch tomorrow again. The Ohtani situation came out to the presser yesterday. Here's the check marks in his direction. He was vehement. He was all out. He went for it. He stood in front of the world, said his piece. He doubled down on his lack of knowledge for anything, that he didn't gamble on anything, whatever. I applaud him for stepping out there. Why don't we start with that?
I do too, man. And I thought it was, you know, you can almost tell for him, the way he said it, how convicted he was about what he was saying. And it looked like, you know, it wasn't just a statement either. Like he wrote that. It seemed like he wrote that. Like, it was from his heart. And it sounded like he was blindsided. And the one thing I thought of, Chinch, dude, people will say, how does somebody have your bank statement? Or how can they write a $500,000 check? Well, guess what? Like, we were talking about it earlier. Like,
who has, you know, I have your credit card number, Sean.
Chinch has my credit card number.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Right.
Why?
Right. Because I trust you.
Bam.
Because I trust you. I know, and if $500,000 shows up on my credit card, I'm coming right after you. I know exactly what's going on.
Dollars shows up on your credit card, you will not see me, because I'll be in like Maui working as like at a bodega somewhere, like getting in the shadow. But I would never do that. But that's the bottom line. Like, that's our next level of this conversation, is how I loved what Dan O'Dowd said yesterday on MLB Network, like in immediately after, because I actually thought Dan was going to be going in a different direction, but he's like, no. Like, Dan O'Dowd was one of the high-end executives in baseball.
with a lot of high-end players, a lot of people with a lot of money. And he said, he goes, I have seen this happen to people. I know it's hard to understand. And what I said to you before, like, you think tell like most Americans, especially in this day and age, I'm checking my Bank of America card, my account every day to go, hey, am I cool with rent? Am I cool with my mortgage? Am I cool with my bills this month? You think Taylor Swift's doing that? No. Why not?
No,
Because she has somebody she
she has
trusts.
somebody helping her.
Exactly. Exactly. So you are on the other side of this. You know, you've been a professional baseball player. You've been with a lot of people with a lot of money who are also professional baseball players. And this actually happens. It might
Dude,
not be gambling, but it happens.
this happened to a ton of I have a lot of friends where that trusted their financial guys or trusted guys in their life that maybe an assistant. That handles because I must admit, there's a ton of when you start having a ton of money, there's a lot of moving parts with that too. So like taxes and this and that and there's the season's so crazy that you're like you need help like managing stuff because you're just go and you're traveling 7 days on back on a plane back in a hotel you're playing every night. You do need help, especially for a guy like Ohtani would come over from Japan. It was a new culture for him, all that stuff. So I think he really trusted this guy. And it turns out the guy wasn't to be trusted. And this is not the, but so when people say, how do you have access to his bank account? Are you kidding me, dude? I'd say most guys in the big leagues, somebody has access to their bank account that they trust. And I've seen guys get burned for millions and millions of dollars, which is a shame.
It's a shame. And again, it all comes down to trust. And you're like, how could you trust somebody with that? Listen, I'll say his name because this is a good story about him. Like Harold Reynolds has bought dinner at MLB Network probably about 80% of the days he has worked there, and he's worked there almost 2 decades, right? And I've seen him literally bring to a lager, hey guys, Chinese food on me tonight, and hand his card to a kid. Now, maybe that's a little aggressive to be that trustworthy, but like that has happened. You come into a show meeting, hey guys, I got dinner tonight. You guys are so gracious. You're gracious and you're caring and you think positive things about the world. So Sean Casey walks into a meeting at MLB Network. Guys, dinner's on me tonight. I want a Outback. You fly, I'll buy, right? That's what we what you say when you have more money in person, you fly, I'll buy. And at any given moment, look at, I mean, you could get identity theft with your eyes closed as a regular person now. Now, put $50 million in a bank account. You don't think there's people out there trying to get to that? And, you know, and desperate time, desperate people.
Well, that's the thing, dude. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day who has a buddy that went to jail for like 7 years. And basically, he was stealing from a client of his that was big money client, and he was in gambling debt.
That's
So
bad.
he was like, his back was against the wall. He was like, what do I do? I gotta steal from my client because they've got millions. I don't. And he ended up going to jail for 7 years.
Yeah, that's what
So
happened.
like, I mean, like I said, remember that dopamine spike of maybe that motivational spike is so powerful. When you don't have it, you're like, I gotta get it. I gotta get it.
Yeah.
And that's why
Now,
gambling is deadly.
Yeah, it's deadly. I'll add one last layer to this, and then we can move on. Because again, I hate speculating so much because you want everybody.
Innocent until proven guilty, too, dude. Like now I look at this whole thing. I believe Ohtani. I believed him after yesterday. I really do. Like, I'm not saying there's other details out there that whatever, but
I would like.
I really believe that, he didn't ever bet on any sports and he's, not involved.
I believe that too, and I think that press conference was a great, like a great job by him, and a great. Now, you talked to like one last thing on this, like Chris Carlin or Chris Carlin, no Carlin, what's his name?
Carton.
Carton, Chris Carlin. Sorry, he was on FBN. Now he has his Fox show. I've been listening in the last couple of days, and he's actually been. I gotta say, whether you like that guy or not, he's been really great on his. Dude, he went to federal prison for a very similar. I mean, he's probably the foremost expert on this right
Yeah.
now.
Well, your mess becomes your message at some point.
Oh, that's a great line.
It's true. So like you go to your cart, like, whoa, wow. Your mess becomes your message. You went to jail for gambling, right? And stole from people and all
Oh,
that stuff.
absolutely. Yeah. Now his catch is like, listen, we will know Shohei Ohtani's telling the truth because this is a federal investigation. So now let's just say you are the translator. Now you have a choice of either avoiding prison time, coming out with things, and then your best friend just threw you under the bus. We will know the truth, and judging, we will know the truth. We will know it legally. We will have to know it because this is the difference between like 20 years in jail, 50 years in jail, 5 years in jail. Did he
Yeah.
want to? We will know the truth. And I think Shohei Ohtani did a great job of saying, this is my truth. This is my truth. So believe me or not, this is my truth. I'm standing by it. And I really am. I'm rooting for him to be correct.
Me too. I am too, bro. The last thing baseball needs is something else coming out in this whole
I
mess.
agree. And and there's a part of my heart feels bad for the translator guy. Now he could wind up being a huge, terrible scumbag, but we all go through problems, man. I've
Hey
done
man,
stupid things in my life, I'll
he
tell
got
you.
backed into a corner. Yeah, exactly. Who's, what is it? What do they say? Don't judge. Take out the plank in your eye before you judge the person with, sawdust in his eyes.
Dude, you got great lines. So good.
It's the truth. It's the truth. So like, let's stay back. Let's take a step back.
Oh,
Ohtani's got a statement out there that for right now we have to do nothing but believe him. And see where it goes. And like you said, see where the investigation goes. And, I guess the one thing changed for me is his that Mazzuhara's 30, 90 minute like interview with ESPN.
that's weird.
That's the weird part. So like, I don't know,
That's a strange part. And also, who the people who are most suspicious of this are? Professional gamblers.
I was gonna say professional gamer.
They are the
That's what
ones who
it
are
is.
like, yeah, oh, he did. Oh, Otani's in. And these guys do that for a living. Now, a lot of people, there are some, first of all, there are a lot of professional gamblers who actually do it for a living professionally and actually are like totally on the, I have good friends who, working with 33rd team and those football guys, there are some professional gamblers who are very, like as legit as it gets. Otherwise there wouldn't be DraftKings on the next
Right.
MLB
Of
network.
course. Of
There
course.
are good people involved in, but like this, the kind of lower level kind of bottom feeder guys are like, oh, he did it, and this is what I did. Like, so we move on. We'll figure that out.
Yeah.
Let's do some positive stuff today. Dude, opening day is Thursday. We know that where you're going to be. We know that's
Yeah.
one of the most exciting games to watch when you see
Yeah,
Sean.
dude, and Pokey Reese and Dimitri Young are also
Very
the
cool.
grand marshals for the parade. So I can't wait to see those guys, man.
Very cool. Very
Like I'm
cool.
just fi so fired up.
So we were looking at the schedule today, and there are some really fun matchups to start the season, and they just kind of played out. Like, lucky for baseball, San Fran at the Padres. You're going to see Blake Snell facing the Padres. Very cool.
Wow.
That's one good one,
That's
right?
gonna be awesome.
Yankees Astros hate each other
Yep.
in Houston. Really must see TV. Are you looking at the list? What else?
Yeah, look at Nestor Cortez versus Valdez. That's gonna be a good one.
We got, who is it? The Jays and the
We got the
Rays.
Phillies Braves.
Phillies Braves.
Strider versus Wheeler. That's gonna be awesome. And I believe that's at Philly.
I have a question. I have a Cincinnati question, or
At
maybe this is
Philly.
a Major League Baseball question. Cincinnati used to be the very first game of the year, right?
Yeah, yes,
So
forever.
why are they playing at 4 Eastern? Isn't that weird? Did you know that? Did you know in the morning you have a
Yeah, you
whole,
know what? I do not know, and that's
you have an extra 3 hours without thinking to think about the first pitch. You have an extra.
I know. I wish there was one where I could just roll out of bed, have quick breakfast, go over, throw the pitch, and get out of there.
I wonder why they do that. I mean, I
I don't
get it.
know.
It's in the central time zone.
Yeah.
But that, I feel like they should play the first game. I feel like the first pitch of baseball should happen in Cincinnati.
It
Maybe.
really should. I totally agree, dude. But the problem is, you already opened up in Korea. We opened up in Japan. We opened up Mexico. See, I mean, that was started changing years ago where like the true opening day, but Cincinnati, one thing about Cincinnati, they always open at home. They haven't changed that. The Reds always open at home.
I'll also give credit. This is Tony Petitti was saying this when he was at MLB Network, and then when he was a deputy commissioner, he was always like,
Every game should start at the same
"Why?
time.
Well, that's the last day of the
Last
season,"
day, yeah.
which I love also, but also the there shouldn't remember if you really it's we have short-term memories, because if you look back about, I don't know, 6, 7 years ago, there used to be Sunday night baseball, and then half the teams would play on like Monday, and then the other halves would open up on Tuesday. And it was like, and then some teams didn't play till Wednesday. They did do a Japan game or went to Korea.
Now everybody plays,
Now
right?
everybody plays on the same day, and that's a big bonus. Now, granted, like Korea was a whole other story, and that's fine. But I
Right.
would say this though, I know it's a long way to travel. I wouldn't like if the Yankees can go to Mexico City for a spring training game, why wouldn't those games in Japan and all those stuff? I wouldn't count them. What do you think about that? Like again, I don't know, Yamamoto goes like that wasn't a regular season base. Those weren't regular season baseball games. Those were fanfare, starstruck, crazy
Right.
environments. And you know, you go to those cities, you want to see the town a little bit. You're not in your element. You're in stadiums that you've never seen before.
You're jet lagged.
Yeah, you're jet lagged. I kind of think I know. I mean, I guess it makes it more worth it for you guys as players to go to say, all right, well, these games count. But I'm looking back and I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing the Dodgers lose a game. They're down 5-0 in the first inning because their starting pitcher probably had a lot of stuff going on outside of that game. I don't think we saw, we don't, I don't think I throw that game away as like his last spring training game.
Yeah. Well, I think though too, if you're gonna go to Korea, you're gonna go to Japan, you're gonna go to those places,
Might as well count.
it should matter. It should matter. It should matter. You know what I mean? Because I know as a player, you go over there, you're like, okay, now we're over here because we want to win. If we're going over there for an exhibition, like I'd be like, keep our big dogs home and fly out, your backups and just say you're the Dodgers. So you have to make it count. Because you want everybody to be all in. You're basically showing off the best brand of baseball in the world
Right, that's
to the
true.
world.
Right, but don't you
You
think? Yeah, but you do that with the WBC, and those guys play as hard as they can anyway, too. I don't know. It's a good. I don't know. It's a
Yeah,
thought.
well that no that but those games count because you're trying to win the WBC.
You hear Stu meowing?
Yeah, why Stu meowing?
What's the matter, man? Do you hear? What's going on?
Yeah.
All right, come on up. You want to finish the show with Sean?
Come on up, Stu.
Dude, come here.
You're welcome. Would you throw from the mound, Stu?
This is good. This is good audio. Here he comes. What's the matter, bro? Come on up. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's finish on a high note here, Stu. Can you
Dude,
tell?
also too, Snell, Snell's not starting game one. Logan Webb is.
Right. I was
Yeah,
saying.
but he's gonna
Yeah.
be there. He's gonna be there. Yeah,
For
in
sure.
San Diego.
Yeah. All right. There's.
Also, Cardinals, Dodgers. Glasnow gets the start, which is gonna be cool
Very
to see.
cool.
So there's some good. There's some really good, first series games.
Yeah, no, there really are. Dude, I just can't wait.
Oh, dude. By the way, did you see Wyatt Langford made the team?
Oh, I can't believe we didn't go to that because there's so much else going
Dude,
on.
that's awesome, bro. This, listen, man. We
Terrible.
gotta do a clip on this because Wyatt Langford is gonna be a superstar. I'm telling you. You can just see it. This guy rakes. Wherever he goes, he rakes. This guy is gonna be a household name, perennial all-star in the big leagues, dude. And that's why, Boch, you can't watch him rake like he did in spring training and not take him, with you, to Texas.
Like we said, the name's Wyatt Langford. Oh, do you know what one of the fans remember you said when we do the jersey giveaway? It's you were like, it's like what did you call the names? It's Mickey Mantle,
Oh,
Derek Jeter.
Mantle Jeter,
Mickey Jeter
Mickey Jeter, or Derek
or
Mantle.
do you know what one of our fans said yesterday? Sean Dunn.
Oh,
Perfect combination of
24, 24.
If you took your batting average,
With his,
Adam Dunn's
dude,
power,
we're in Cooperstown. We're in Cooperstown.
Cooperstown, you're Barry
Okay.
Bonds,
We're
bro.
Barry Bonds, dude.
So Sean
That's
Dunn.
how good Bonds was. What's so good Bonds? You put me and Dunner together, we're Bonds.
That might be the leader in a clubhouse right now. Best nickname. So shout out. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me because Stu.
Sean Dunn, let's go.
Sean Dunn sounds like a guy. That's not
does. And what how would it be? Would it be 2 and a 4, right? He'd be 24.
Oh, there you go.
Which is basically, Bond's 24 or 25? He's 24 with the Pirates. 25. 24 with the Pirates, 25 with the Giants.
Dude, what are you so far? I fed Stu this morning. I don't, everybody who's a, I don't want PETA coming after me. It's not like he's like looking. All right, dude. All right.
By the way, I thought you'd appreciate this. I bought this book the other day, Paul O'Neill. You read this book?
I have never read his book.
It's really good, dude. It's really good. I'm leaning into it. He's got some great stuff on Pete Rose.
Wow.
Yeah, great. And now he's talking about the next chapter, he's getting into, like, you know, kind of him and Lou Piniella didn't really get along, and that's why he ended up getting traded. But
yeah. No, you know, he was talking on a Yes Network broadcast the other day about how he's trying to make it, and he's backing up Dave Parker, dude.
Yeah.
You know, Dave Parker. I forgot about Parker and Red and whatever. Quick, super funny, amazing story. My first time ever meeting Paul O'Neill, and he's my favorite player.
Yeah.
He's in my top five.
Dude, Paul's still so intense. Like, he come down to the turtle during BP, and I'm like, that's Paul O'Neill.
Dude.
I'm like, Paul, talk to the hitters.
And
talk to the hitters.
He's still jacked. You guys are probably,
jacked
guys in Yankee Stadium when you guys are there. Dude, great line. So I'm with Jeff Brantley. Is that I was at ESPN, and we're like one of the runs for the Yankees, whatever. And I'm standing there, and Jeff Brantley turns, and I guess obviously they knew each other from Cincinnati times. And Brantley goes, "Hey, I want to introduce you to my buddy Chinch here." And I was like, I had never met him. Dude, it was his first year after he retired. Now, if you go back and remember the last game at Yankee Stadium, even though the Yankees came back and won in the outfield, they thought he was going to lose, and it was the top of the ninth, and the entire Yankee Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, just chanted Paul O'Neill for the entire inning.
It's what?
You've never seen that?
No.
It was his last year.
Okay. Wow.
And you know, the whole stadium for the entire top of the ninth inning, thinking they were going to get kicked out, was chanting Paul O'Neill.
For a whole inning.
For the entire inning. He's crying in the outfield, or trying not to cry in the outfield. Inning ends. And that was one of the Yankees' comeback games in that series.
What?
Yes. So now the next year, O'Neill is retired, and Brantley introduces me to him, and he's standing there, and he's like, "I'm sorry, guys. I can't concentrate right now." And we were like, "Why?" And it was right before the game. And he goes, "The last time I was in the stadium, every single person here was chanting my name. That was the last day I was in the stadium." I was like,
"God,
dude, the goose." I was like, "Let's go." I was like,
"That is so awesome, dude. That is so awesome."
Yeah. Anyway. All right, you gotta get going and start throwing your baseballs, man.
Yeah, you're gonna
30 pitches today.
I gotta call Andrew right now and I gotta get it lubed up, dude.
How many pitches tomorrow? Are you on?
I'm gonna throw at least 30 today.
You're gonna do a bullpen today, and then you're gonna
do a bullpen today. Tomorrow I'll be late. I'm gonna jog 3 miles and then throw about 30 more pitches.
One last quick question: what kind of field is this? Because you should go somewhere that has like a pro level. Drop.
Dude, Upper St. Clair High School, my man Matt Sarakowski has put together one of the greatest fields in the country. I'm not kidding. So it's okay. A big league field where I'll go.
It's not like on Long Island where the fence is like 3 inches behind the fire. That's how most fields are around here.
No, dude, this was like a minor league facility. Seriously.
Legit. All right. Stretch it out.
All right, brother. I'm ready. I'm ready. Keep it in the – I want to hear more about throwing from the mound tomorrow. More
with
the
fans. Yeah.
All right. Hey, brother. Have a great rest of the day. Everyone out there, thanks for listening. Appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow, brother.